Hi there, this is Mike Breed with the Warren Group, bringing you our Massachusetts home sales data report for December 2020. Last month, there were 6,410 single-family home sales in Massachusetts, a 28.6% increase from December 2019. This brought the year-end total number of single-family home sales to 61,469 transactions in 2020, a 3.9% increase from 2019. Meanwhile, the December median single-family home price increased 14.4% on a year-over-year basis to $455,000, an all-time high for the month of November. This final surge pushed the year-end median sale price to $445,500, an 11.4% increase over 2019. Looking at the condo market, there were 2,545 condo sales in December, a 20.6% increase from December 2019. Meanwhile, the median sale price increased 8% on a year-over-year basis to $410,000, also a new all-time high for the month of December. Year-to-date, there were 24,193 condo sales in 2020, a 1.4% decrease from 2019, with a median sale price of $415,000, a 9.2% increase on the same basis. Joining us now to help us analyze the Massachusetts real estate market is the Warren Group CEO, Tim Warren. Thanks for joining us, Tim.
Hi, Mike. It's good to be here. I wish you a happy and healthy new year, and I hope you get a vaccine before the 4th of July.
Well, historically speaking, December single-family sales rarely exceed 5,000 transactions. So a total of 6,410 is truly unprecedented. What contributing factors do you think went into this year-end surge?
It's true. Sales volume in December is usually under 5,000 single-family homes. But last month, Massachusetts racked up 6,410, a gain of 28.6%. That's remarkable. In the second quarter, real estate agents were explaining the 30% drop in sales, saying not to worry. They said the sales in Q2 would simply shift to Q3. The spring market was delayed, but not wiped out, they said. Well, they were right, and the hot market has continued right into December, four straight months of sales gains of 25% or more. So you ask why? I think there are a number of factors. Low inventory of homes for sale, first of all. Low interest rate is second. And another reason is that people spend more time at home. And the more time they spend at home, the more they think about the home. And some ask what they want to change. Do they want something bigger? Smaller, more modern, more rural. Time at home is convincing some that they want a new home. And the last thing I would say is a reason for the boom in the real estate market is the relative stability we've had in many of the good-paying jobs. The service sector has been hit hard with unemployment, but white-collar, professional, high-paying jobs have remained in place for the most part. Government stimulus money has kept the economy moving, and the stock market has gained 16% last year. And a lot of people took worry off their to-do lists. Consumer confidence plays a big role in real estate.
The year-end total of 61,469 single-family home sales marked the most transactions in a single year since 2004. Do you think we can expect to see a similar total in 2021?
Last year's home sales gained almost 4%. That's remarkable when you consider the pandemic threat everyone battled. Sales fell in the second quarter, but came back to finish strong. I see a strong 2021 ahead. The new administration in Washington promises to support the economy with huge spending designated to relieve pain and to boost jobs. The coronavirus is raging now, but there is reason to hope that vaccines will bring it under control. I think the real estate market will continue to sell well this year. The one thing I worry about is the rapidly rising median price across the state. For six straight years, we saw a very good market, but with restrained growth in prices, just 2 to 5%. The tail end of 2020 saw huge changes, and prices rose by 14% or more for five straight months. For the year as a whole, prices rose 11.4%. I consider that to be unsustainable. just like the trajectory of the stock market is unsustainable. I hope we see the market cool and consolidate its gains before we create a bubble in prices as we did in 2005. The collapse of the market in 2006 and beyond was very painful.
At the start of 2020, condos were positioned to give single-family homes a run for their money, literally. During the first quarter, the median condo price exceeded single-family homes, but that trend fizzled as COVID-19 set in. Could 2021 finally be the year of the condo market?
I believe condos will remain a viable and reliable option for real estate buyers in 2021, but I doubt they can recover fast enough to be called hot in this coming year. At the moment, too many people are working remotely, and too many people are excited about homes in the vacation markets of Cape Cod, the islands, and the Berkshires. Without restaurants and the arts in the city, it's just not as exciting as it was a year or two ago. I do believe that the city living will come back in popularity after we reach a new normal in the post-pandemic world. But that world is a year or two away. Condos are in a buyer's market at the moment, and some will take advantage of that. Many others will adopt a wait-and-see attitude.
Well, thanks, Tim, and thanks to everyone for joining us. This has been your Massachusetts Home Sales Data Report for December 2020. If you'd like more information about products and services offered from The Warren Group, look us up on social media or visit us at www.thewarrengroup.com.